SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number two here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Big second hour. We'll have Coach Young later on the lion's share as we get closer to the NBA draft. Round one tomorrow night. We'll have you covered as well here on Sports Grid. Wall-to-wall coverage. Round one tomorrow night. We'll have the NBA draft special here. And then on Thursday for round two, me and Scotty will be in the studio because round two, they're actually doing it 4 o'clock east in the afternoon. So we will be on with a coast-to-coast special during round two of the NBA draft from the studio. So lots of great stuff here on the grid the next couple of days involving that. The other thing you should do is get the new Sports Grid app. Why? How do you not have this thing already? It's absolutely outstanding. It's available both on the iOS and the Play Stores. You can track scores and live odds. Stay up to speed on all the latest content from your favorite host. You can watch or listen to us live anytime, anywhere on the app. Watch Sports Grid on the app. Listen to Sports Grid Radio on the app at any time, including even, if you choose, weeknights at 8 p.m. East when Carver and Lisi comes on. That's available for you right there. They actually added a bunch of new features to the app recently. I saw there's a golf tab now under the sports. You get all the golf content, all the golf videos, whether it's from Golf Wednesdays or Smiley Kaufman or anybody else. So that's pretty cool as well. So go and check all of that out. The new Sports Grid app. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch. See all the platforms that you can find us on. Okay, Joe, why don't we get into the baseball now? Because obviously, as we close the book on the winter, we got a lot of baseball between now and football. There'll be a lot of baseball. Joe has been attacking a lot of these alt-overs the last couple of days. Some have been leaving him just short. I can feel it, Joe, though. I can sense that maybe tonight is the night when the puzzle pieces all fit together. It just feels like on a Tater Tuesday, Joe, that you're going to be able to put all the pieces together tonight for some of these alt-overs.
It's possible. I mean, hopefully they'll get over the Miami-Kansas City game today. They couldn't do it last night, so maybe second time is a charm. Maybe they can get over in St. Louis.
Are you directing that towards me, the Miami-Kansas City game? Is that something that you're doing? Is that why you brought that specific game last night? How about, I mean, I thought that there was no shot that San Diego game was going to get over, and they got to work very late in that one, the San Diego-Washington game. And got us. Let's go over a few things from last night, Joe. We'll start in Baltimore, where Cleveland continues to play great baseball. This was a matchup of two of the best in the AL. Cleveland beat the Orioles 3-2, tied at 2 in the sixth. Jose Ramirez untied on Bally Sports Cleveland.
He drives this one to deep center field. Mullins back. He's going to wave. Goodbye! Into the Baltimore bullpen. And the Guardians go back in front 3-2 on Jose's 20th home run of the year.
I tell you, Joe, Cleveland, like, I thought at some point they'd go away. I didn't think that they would keep this up for the entire year. And there's still a very long way to go. I understand that. The baseball, as we know, is a marathon. But they haven't gone away yet. And they're 20 games or so over 500. They're winning almost every night, beating Baltimore last night on the road. They mean business, Joe. I don't think they have enough pitching when it's going to matter, but they can mash. They got a few guys on that team that can hit.
Yeah, maybe big picture. Maybe they have a shot to win the AL, right? I mean, I know they're not looked at. They're almost looked at as like the Twins back in the day, right? They could get there, but then they're going to bow out in regards to the first or potential second round. They don't have what it takes. But I like the way they play. They generate runs. Sometimes they could score 8 or 9, and other times they could grind you out like they did last night, 3-2. So I think they match up well against some of the other teams. You know, I think they match up well with the Yankees and some of the better teams in regards like the Orioles in the AL. It just comes down to matchups. I would take a shot on them, Carver. You're still getting plus money on them. Big picture, why not?
You are. I'll give you some of those numbers in a little bit, Joe, including the AL, where there are some very large ones left with Cleveland. The Phillies beat the Tigers 8-1 last night. Before I play the Harper, Joe, the Phillies turned a 1-3-5 triple play. The first time that that triple play, that direct order, 1-3-5, has been turned since 1929.
What?
That is nuts. Yeah, that 1-3-5. One back to first and then over to second. 1-3-5 triple play, first time since 29. But Bryce Harper did the damage offensively, Joe, as he has done many nights this year for the Phillies on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
And a high fly ball to deep right field toward the corner. Gone! Right into the tunnel. A three-run laser for Bryce Harper. The Phillies now lead it 7-1. It's his third extra base hit of the night. He's got 19 home runs and 56 RBIs.
Talking too fast, Joe. Pitcher first, third, by the way, which is always a
surprise. I know what you meant.
1-3-5.
I know what you meant.
But I still agree. We saw
the old number one.
What it was.
The old pitcher. The old number one. They couldn't get over that 9.5 last night, right? Unbelievable. That bases loaded top nine and they can't convert.
You got no help from Detroit. You got no help from Detroit in the game, Joe. They only scored one run. You need a little bit from everybody.
Two teams, Detroit, you know, it's don't get me going, Carver.
You've got a few teams on the list right now, Joe. There's a few teams that have been
leaving. They owe me. St. Louis, I'm going back to the well tonight against the Braves. What do you want to name your score? 12.5, 13.5, what do you want to do?
Taters only for me. I'm not getting involved with the all totals and all the stuff that you've got happening.
Is it Pasquantino? Is it Pasquantino?
It certainly was last night, which we'll get to. I wish the call was better. I would have played it. Rays beat the Mariners 4-3 last night. So the Mariners have had all kinds of problems down in Florida the last few days between Miami and Tampa. The Reds beat the Pirates 11-5. Both, you had an Ellie De La Cruz homer and an O'Neill Cruz missile in that one, Joe. Both of them going yard. Red Sox beat the Jays 7-6. This game was a dead under, Joe, till what, like the seventh? And then suddenly things got cooking for you. 7-6, Jaron Duran with the walk-off on Nesson.
Duran, two hits tonight. Base hit in the fourth inning to run his hitting streak to 14 in a row. And a 2-1. That's it. That's a base hit. Here comes Rafaela, rounding, trying to score, the throw home,
he wins it!
The Red Sox pull it out 7-6. They walk it off against Toronto. Jaron Duran, his first career walk-off, and the Sox are in the win column. From down 6-2 late, the Red Sox win it 7-6.
Joe, the Red Sox have 8 out of 10, 3 in a row. And they have now moved themselves into the third wild card spot, the third and final wild card spot in the AL at 43-36. And that's with a team, Joe, that I don't think many thought were going to be very good this year.
No.
And Cora's got them playing some really good ball. That's a credit to him.
It is. All the gurus, right? I remember the chirping at the 77,
no
78,
no shot.
I know it. I said it.
Lock
where
under.
Are they now? Crickets. You
lock
got crickets
under.
Now. That was a.
No.
Let me just say this.
Just remember,
I did say the Red Sox would go over that number
to go.
Preseason. Didn't
remember.
I say it? I did. Get the tape.
Three months to go.
I'll say it now.
A lot
of games. They're going to blow through that money. Blow through. Here's the bottom line. That call, that's not a walk-off. The guy got a walk-off single. He's saying walk-off for Devers. Come on. It's a single. He got a base hit.
It's a walk-off hit.
Nah, it's a walk-off hit. That's
hit.
Not.
What's the matter?
You can't end it. You can't make that call. Oh, his first walk-off. No, it's not. You're making it sound like it's a 480-foot blast. Come on. That's a bad call by the hometown.
So Joe had a problem with that call, but didn't have a problem with the guy screaming the ear off of the play-by-play announcer when Florida wins the
that
cup.
That would have been
no
me.
No issues there.
I cut
coast
you off
coast,
all the time.
Back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. All right, Joe. Cardinals beat the Braves 4-3 last night. They did not get enough for you in that one. Dodgers beat the White Sox 3-0. That Crockett pitched good for Chicago, Joe. I know they stink, but he's been very good this year, and he held the Dodgers down for the majority of that game. Dodgers still win, though. Cash all tickets, including the run line for them. Royals beat the Marlins 4-1. Props to Vinny P, Joe. Vinny from the deli. Vinny Pasquantino, who went yard in that game. In fact, Joe, I'll just say it now. We're going to get to the Taters in a little bit. We had Vinny P yesterday on Coast to Coast. We had Austin Riley yesterday on Coast to Coast. We had Rafael Devers yesterday on Coast to Coast. A hat trick, Joe. Him. A hat trick for the Taters, Joe. I know you loved it on the radio last night.
You're on fire, I'm telling you. I mean, everybody that listens to Coast knows that you have 18 loaves under each arm. You're like Steratore. I mean, really, you're feeding the family every which way but loose, which is great. Good for you. And then on top of it, the kid puts it with the golf. Who better than you? It's like the cherry on top. You're talking,
Really?
I mean,
mortgage.
All you're doing is you're cashing and you're rolling. You're like the Carver IRA. You're beating the S&P, you're beating the NASDAQ. Heck, you're even beating the crypto and the Bitcoin right now. That's how much in terms of your profits you're returning. Amazing. Unbelievable. And Fuego on fire. I mean, there's only what you can. I mean, really, you could only go up from here, right?
And that Sawinski kept us from a lotto ticket hitting, too, Joe. The Sawinski on the Pirates kept us from a lotto ticket.
Is he from the neighborhood?
No, he's not. He ain't from my neighborhood, that's for sure. I don't like what he did to me last night. I needed a home run out of him. Brewers beat the Rangers 6-3. They got a grand slam from Rhys Hoskins that won that for them. The Padres beat the Nationals, Joe, 7-6 in 10 innings. We were hoping for a Tater from Jurickson Profar. He made the San Diego fans happy, though, Joe. The walk-off in the bottom of the 10th on MLB Net.
7th pitch coming up. Profar hits it towards right center field. Long run for Lane Thomas. Not going to get there. Up and over. Two-run score. And the Padres walk it off. How far will Profar send that one?
That was a homer?
Padres win in 10. Amazing.
It was not a homer, Joe. I believe it was a double off the wall. Because if it was a homer, Joe... we would have hit, I think he meant up and over, bounce and over. I think it bounced and went over because if it was a home run, Joe, the account would have looked a lot better this morning. Then we would have had all those Profar at 8-1s to homer, and that was a couple put it with the golfs we had with him. So that would have been a really nice night if Profar would have came through. But you usually play these guys for RBIs. You didn't have the RBI for Profar? No RBI.
Carver, I was so frustrated after that last Miami game and the fact that I lost a Brave game. Braves had bases loaded, two outs, actually one out, and all I needed was one run. Just get me to extras. I had over 9.5. They can't do that. So after those two games played out, gutless efforts, I turned it off. I said, I don't even want to be bothered. I put on some music. I had a cup of chamomile tea. I watched some highlights. That was it. I was done.
I couldn't. For Joe.
I had a rest of stomach. I had agita after those games.
Bad news for the Padres. Fernando Tatis Jr. goes to the IL. A thigh injury.
Yeah, again, this guy.
Wow. Joe all guy's over him, too. Allegedly, it's going to be some time for him, which is unfortunate because he's a Tater Time favorite. I hate not having him out there.
Guys, has he played 160 games yet in his career? Guy's always hurt for one reason or the other.
You're right about that, Joe. I don't think he's ever played a full season.
He's like Christian McCaffrey in his days in Carolina. Guy can never stay on the field. Well, change up the trainer.
Things turned around for McCaffrey this year, Joe. He played all year this year. I don't know if he'll be able to do that again.
Last 2 years for San Fran. Well, it's a different trainer. Maybe they're doing something a little bit different in San Fran than they were in Carolina. Gutless trainer.
All those touches, Joe, all those touches are going to catch up at some point. All those touches in the San Francisco offense. Eventually, they're going to catch up with him. Angels beat the A's 5-1, and the Giants had a walk-off as well, Joe, but a little bit more unconventional. They had the walk-off walk in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat the Cubs 5.
Walk is a hit.
Well, it was as good as a hit for them last night. They won it 5-4. All right, every week I give you these. First, the best and the worst. Moneyline in Major League Baseball, our weekly check-in with this. The Guardians, who I mentioned before, Joe, how great they've been, plus 18.9 units so far this year. Yankees, the Nationals, 12.4 units. Orioles and Brewers, the best. The worst, Joe, minus 27.8 units for the White Sox. The Marlins, there's your Blue Jays. Boy, have you felt that. Minus 14 units. And Oakland, the best and worst money line in baseball so far this year.
Yeah, gutless for the Blue Jays. They were three games under 500 about a week ago. Look, they're now eight games under 500. I mean, Big Bad Vlad, yeah, he could hit a home run when they're down by seven. But how about you do that in the first couple of innings to give your team a lead? I mean, the guy's completely gutless. But that being aside, I'm still going after the Nationals. 38-40, let's start chipping away. That team is going to be well under 500. Chip away, Carver, smash them. Smash them second half of the year. I know
only
you're
only a half game out of the wild card spot. Only a half game out.
No
you could have got him. I
I'm
think I
say,
told you last
no
week. 18-1
no
to make
shot
the playoffs last
no
week.
Shot.
And they
I'll
have hung around all
I
year. And that, I mean, how do you know I didn't? Maybe I did. Maybe I went on the 18-1. It's possible.
I
could be in some one of your crazy nine-leg parlays involving the college football playoff and
I only
NFL
go up
division
to six. Let's not go crazy now. Just six I go up to, all right?
You've gone higher than six before. You have gone higher than six before. Don't lie. You have. You've had a few. Tonight on Carver and Lisi, we're going to make a nine-team college football playoff parlay, which I think I even have a little bit of that lined up later on Coast to Coast today as well. All right, for all Coast to Coast on a Tuesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. We'll come back. We got a lot more to do. We're going to get to tonight's baseball games as well. Back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, Joe, I gave you the best, worst money line, and now the best overs and unders so far this season in Major League Baseball. The Giants, 43 games to the over so far this year. Brewers, Tigers, Orioles, Marlins, and Rockies. Underside, Astros, Rangers, Braves, Mariners, Cubs, and Royals, Joe. You know, the Giants is a little surprising, Joe, because they're not a big offensive team. I think it's just because they have so many of those late night games where they're like 7.5s, right? I feel like there's a lot of 7.5s in those Giant games at home, and a lot of those have gotten over the number.
Yeah, and they got shelled against St. Louis, too, over the weekend as well. Sometimes the pitching isn't as great. I think they're going to still be there in the end in regards to a wild card. I think they can win some games and win some series and be a dark horse, you know, as an NL champ. You know, I still think they have great value. But looking at the list right now, Carver, you know, the Astros have started to come on in terms of sneaking in some overs here and there, but I still like the Braves. I like the over tonight against St. Louis. I think we can catch some good value, and I think the Braves can maybe start smashing some totals in the second half of the season. So hopefully that'll be the team that I'm sort of keying on throughout the second half, and it starts tonight in St. Louis.
I got to tell you, Joe, I mean, they've been pretty gutless, honestly, when it comes to scoring runs. They
start
just have
slow.
Not been the same.
Every game is they start slow.
Start slow. No good, Joe. No good whatsoever. I told you I'd give you the odds to win the American League. You were wondering about Cleveland. Still the fourth, actually the third choice now. They're now plus 750.
Still a good number.
The Mariners. Still good number at plus 750, considering how good they played. Yankees, Orioles. Guardians are actually ahead of the Mariners. Mariners are 8-1. Then Twins, Astros, Royals, Rangers, Red Sox, everyone else pretty much out of the mix at 50-1 or longer.
Again, Guardians, I think, have great value. But big picture, the two deep shots, Rangers and Red Sox. I still think the Rangers will get hot. But the way the Red Sox are playing, Carver, again, they get into the wild card. They could score runs. That is the biggest thing. I mean, They might not have a great lineup, but they find ways to get it done, and that's all that you can ask for. So I would back a team in terms of that. 22-1, 30-1 is great numbers for the Rangers and Bo Sox.
Yeah, I say this to you all the time, Joe. There's a good chance you can get a long shot into the World Series. They just have to make the right moves at the deadline right now and get very hot in September and October, and it's possible. Now, you had, some would say, two last year, definitely one. The Diamondbacks were no doubt a long shot that made it. I mean, Texas was never the favorite last year, and they made the World Series. So you're going to get that again this year, or you're going to get more chalky this year? You know, that's kind of the way, you know, you got to think about it.
I think it all depends. It depends on how it plays out. Again, I still think, you know, the Orioles will be there in terms of the front runners, but I think the Rangers will make a run. Look, we talk about the Astros in recent years because of the pitching, right? If the Astros had that type of value, it would be like a blind no bet because of the pitching. They don't believe that in regards to the Rangers for some reason. Why? And I'm not suggesting that it's the same pitching, but the lineup could still hit, even though it's slightly different.
And as far as the Orioles go, I think they learned some lessons last year when they got smashed by Texas in the first round. I think that they're going to be much better in the playoffs this year. That was the first time for all those kids. They will be much better in October this year. National League, it's three teams, Joe. It's Dodgers, it's Phillies, it's Braves. And then there's everybody else. Brewers are 12-1, Diamondbacks 25, Padres 25, Cardinals 35, Cubs 40, Mets 40, Giants 40.
The only one that I Braves are the team that I'm backing big picture in regards to the World Series because I know they're a little inconsistent, but I like that type of mentality coming into the playoffs, different than last year. Deep shots. I still think the Cardinals have some life, and the Giants are my long shot at 40-1. Look, you were shocked that the Giants were there about 2 or 3 weeks ago. They could still play out the second half of the season and be this team. They have the pitching.
They do, but they don't, to be quite honest with you. They
don't
really
like don't. Webb. You don't like Webb.
I love Webb. He's the only consistent guy they have. I don't think there's a lot of consistency after that. Doesn't seem like they're going to get much of anything out of Snell this year with what's gone on the first 3 months. So they got some work to do, Joe, that's for sure. All right, we'll come back for El Coast to Coast on the Grid on a Tuesday. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
New jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have you with us here today. Of course, BetMGM, they have got you set up. Celebrate the summer of soccer with them. How about the Euro 2024 kickoff 50% soccer boost pack? Get a 50% boost for three different bets, an odds boost, a parlay boost, and a live odds boost. These will be available throughout the first round matches at the Euros. Odds boost and live boost must be a minimum of minus 300 odds or higher. Parlay boost needs to be at least 3+ legs and plus 400 odds or higher. 33% odds boost will be available throughout the Copa and the Euros as well. Go to BetMGM, your BetMGM Sportsbook app, and BetMGM.com. For all of the details, tons of great soccer matches every day, and BetMGM has you set up for all of them. They also have you set up right now for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM, and we get Coach James Young in the house, as always, here on C2C. Coach, good to see you, as always. We are now 1 day away from the NBA draft. Tomorrow night, round number one, you'll be part of the coverage here on Sports Grid. Also on Thursday, me and Scotty will be in the studio. You'll be there as well, as we got all this coverage going on for the NBA draft. Before I get there, quickly, what were your thoughts of the Reddick press conference yesterday? Because I've seen a lot of quote-unquote takes about this. Why do we need to use drop the bombs in the opening press conference? He seems, of course, kind of what I thought he would be. He thinks very highly of himself, Coach. And honestly, you need that probably to be thrown into the type of situation that he's going to be thrown into in Los Angeles. What did you think of Reddick's first impression there?
Don't mind the F-bombs. I'm a coach, so I know. Lord knows I've dropped F-bombs in practices or in games and so on and so forth. So I got no problem with the Carver High. And listen, he's going into a situation where they're going to say, oh, you just got it because you're LeBron's boy and you do the podcast and this and that. Yeah, Carver High, walk in with a little arrogance and say you wouldn't was afraid. You're standing on business. But at the end of the day, Carver High, it don't matter if he won or lost the press conference. It's about, does he win or lose games with the Lakers? I couldn't care less either way. I had no problem with it. I'm going to judge him by what he does once the regular season starts.
That's really the only way that you can judge him. And I know you're upset, Coach, because he won't be doing any more podcasts. I know that upsets you, too. No more podcasts for JJ. He's out of the social media realm, at least for now, or the content
realm. Maybe, maybe LeBron could come on the Betting Above the Rim podcast.
Offer him a new forum, Coach. See what happens there. Draft tomorrow night. We've been through this a lot. We know the deal. I was talking to Mike DeCourcy about it too. It's heavy with European players and European talent. We know some of the college guys at the start. I still think, Coach, it seems like, at least from all these mock drafts and the people who think that they know, that this number one pick is still kind of an undecided situation. And I've even seen some people insinuate that maybe Klingon is a possibility at that top spot in the odds board. I'm looking at BetMGM right now, Coach. He's now plus 240, which I think is the lowest he's been throughout this entire process. Do you think there's some legitimate steam here that he could be the top pick tomorrow night?
I think there is a possibility that he could go one, because you look at Atlanta, they've been always talked about trading Clint Capella. And here's a guy that could slide into Clint Capella's spot. Elite rim protector, good rebounder. You know, will play better in the NBA because he'll get more touches. But to me, when you look at upside, combination of what's there and upside, Risha Shea is just, to me, the best player. He has the upside that can really take over a game on the offensive and defensive end of the floor. I think Saric is so far past, gone past one. I think the only thing you're seeing is the possibility of, you know, I think Atlanta trying to bait Washington into saying, like, hey, we may take Saric number one to try and get Washington to move up to number one. I don't think they buy it. I think at the end of the day, there's no way Atlanta can take Saric without getting him in the building for a workout. So to me, it's Klingon or Risha Shea, but I think Risha Shea will be the number one pick.
It's funny, Coach, because, like, Klingon's not a favorite for any of these picks. It seems like he's the guy with really the most movement. Like, he's plus 240 for one. You know, he's plus 300 for four. You know, he's plus 800. You know, it seems like he's the guy that could slide the highest and the lowest, depending on anything that can happen. And the only guy I see at minus money in the top five is aside, of course, from Risha Shea at one. You know, they got Shepherd at minus 190 now for third pick there.
Which is interesting because you have Fred VanVleet, a shorter point guard, Reed Shepherd, only about 6'2", but freakishly athletic. Do they go to a three-guard lineup? What does that mean for Jalen Green? I still think that you could have Klingon in play here. He is the second favorite to go to Houston at three, at 3-1. Here's the thing. Klingon is going to be the one that's going to move things around. And I honestly think Klingon, ready, folks, is tied to Zach Edey. Okay? Simply put, there are rumblings. I think Portland really likes Edey. And it's amazing. When I have my final draft board for tomorrow, I have to start moving Edey up because he's kind of put himself where he's going to be probably, to me, a top 15 pick. Here, simply put, I think if Klingon gets to seven, he's going to go to Portland, which then takes him out of the Edey sweepstakes, right? If he goes early, like 3-4, which is even talk of him at four, put him on Wemby. Now you could see Edey slide up all the way to the top 10 possibly, because then you can't wait for 14 if you're Portland. It's very intriguing what's happening, because I feel like Klingon and Edey are kind of attached to the hip. The higher Klingon goes, the more he's going to bring Edie with him.
Sounds like you're saying to me, Coach, that Edie right now, 10-1 for the 7th overall pick, has a little bit of gas to it if you wanted to go and get involved. It sounds like it's got some movement for sure. The other name that I'm hearing moving up the board, and at this point probably definitely top 10, Devin Carter from Providence, Coach. Are we in on Devin Carter?
Oh, we're absolutely in on Devin Carter. I mean, this guy's a junkyard dog. I mean, I had him going in my mock at number 9, which, you know, and I had my mock done, you know, 3-4 days ago. I mean, I may adjust it tonight. But I had Devin Carter going 9 to Memphis. I think they need a dog on that team. It's someone that's willing to defend an older guy. Now, I could see San Antonio at 8. But my problem with San Antonio at 8 is if they take Castle at 4, I don't think that's the play. I think the guy I would be looking at an 8, honestly, if I'm me, I just go brand new backcourt, go 3-guard line, move Devin Vassell to the small forward. I go Dalton Kinnick. I think Kinnick can shoot the you-know-what out of it. He can shoot it off the bounce. He can shoot it off the screens. He can shoot it standstill. He can shoot it from deep. He can shoot it from mid-range. He can shoot it close to the basket. And he's tough. I think San Antonio is in an interesting spot because they can recreate their entire backcourt. I think Castle definitely goes 4. I would take Kinnick at 8.
Coach, final minute here. Give me both plays, WNBA, tonight for your picks.
Well, first things first, it's only one matchup tonight. It's really going between Minnesota and the Liberty. And Minnesota have beaten the Liberty. I am going with Sabrina Ionescu to go over 6.5 assists. Since Courtney Vandersloot has been out of the lineup, Sab has been playing absolutely fantastic basketball. She's the reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week. So I'm going to go with Sabrina Ionescu, even money, over 6.5 assists. And then I'm going double J. Jonquella Jones over 1.5 made threes. She started out the season slow, but she could shoot the rock at 6'6". She stretches the floor. She's got to knock down 2 of them. I think she's done 6 out of the last 7 games. JJ over 1.5 threes made tonight.
Commissioner's Cup final, right, Coach? Commissioner's Cup final
Commissioner's
in the WNBA
Cup.
Between Minnesota and the Liberty
They may celebrate like the Lakers did when they won, but then they didn't win anything after that.
Very possible. Great job by Coach, as always. The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. We're back coast to coast after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. All right, Joe, full slate of MLB tonight. Everybody is in action, as usual, on a Tuesday. Let's roll through the slate. We will start in Baltimore, where the Guardians and the Orioles get together again. A pair of lefties tonight, Logan Allen and Cole Irvin, are our starters. Orioles minus $1.60, Guardians plus +135, and a flat 9 here tonight, Joe. We do have a couple of guys, especially Allen. I mean, geez, 15 homers in 75 innings this year. He has given up some taters, Joe.
So should we go over in this game? I can't go. Like, if it's 9, you got to be able to get us 12. Like, right? Like, is 11.5 the number? This is where I get into trouble. I'm going to go Guardians, and I'm going to go the, it was 3-2 last night. I'm going to say over. But you know what? I have to remember last night's game was an under, so tread lightly. I lean to the over, but I'll see.
Tread lightly indeed. I like the over, Joe. I like the over, the 9. I'm not that you get involved.
Here we go. If
things above that level.
That means you need 10, Carver. I hate to tell you, double digits. You need 10. You don't win the bet at 9.
But you want
if 12, 9 comes
and 13 and 14.
Well, I mean, come on.
If you need 10, why not need 12? You know, you give it one, why not add 2 more? Because it's 2 more. Oh, why isn't 10 good enough? 10's good enough for me. I like the Guardians tonight, Joe.
Going
the Guardians. Guardians get it. Phillies are in Detroit against the Tigers. Actually, Joe, you can make a case could be a matchup of the two guys that something maybe would win the Cy Young right now. Tarik Skubal in the AL and Ranger Danger Suarez in the NL. Minus 120 for the Phillies on the road. Even money for the Tigers. 7.5 with these two pitchers going, Joe. Is it an under, though? It smells like an under.
Nah. You know what? I'm not getting sucked into this. I think this is the game. 7.5 is very doable. The Phillies have been swinging the hot bats. Bryce Harper and the crew, they tacked on 8 last night. I think they tack on more. I think they could get 6 on their own tonight. Phillies and the over.
Wow. Phillies and the over. How about that? I like the Tigers tonight, Joe, believe it or not. I think Skubal had a tough... bad last outing. I think he'll be better tonight, and he'll maybe shut the Phillies down a little bit. You're right, though, swinging a hot bat. I hate going against those Philly bats. You know that. They've been very good to me. And in fact, their numbers are pretty inflated tonight because of Skubal. Maybe we'll take a second look. The Mariners are in Tampa again against the Rays. Louis Castillo against Zach Littell tonight. Minus 125 for Seattle, plus 105 for the Rays, and a 7.5, another low total for you.
Carver, these pitchers are gas cans, aren't they? And now we have a 7 last night, 7.5 tonight. I mean, I think we get over it. I think, you know what? I think in Tampa, these games typically are unders, but it's like that's when it's 8.5, 9. We have a 7.5. I mean, I'm taking the over. I'm going up, 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 and away. 9.5 is as high as I'm going to go. I walked it up. I still think you can get about plus 186, 190. I'll take a shot up to 10.
Mariners run line for me, Joe, -1.5 at plus 135. I think the Mariners get it done tonight. I wouldn't call Castillo a gas can. He does give up some homers, but I wouldn't call him a gas can, Joe. That's a little unfair. The Pirates and the Reds well over the total last night, Joe, in Cincinnati. We'll try again tonight with Mitch Keller and Hunter Green. Minus 125 for the Reds, plus 105 for the Buccos, 8.5 tonight.
Yeah.
After they busted out.
Yeah, and I'm going with the trend. Up, 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 and away. I'm taking the Tampa game. I'm taking the Red game. Give me the total here. I think they could get back up to 11. And would they have 16 last night? 11-5? Yes. I think we can get it up to 12 tonight.
12 tonight for the Reds and the Pirates, huh? The Blue Jays are still in Boston against the Sox. Kevin Gausman and Bello are the starters here. Minus 120 for the Sox. Even money for Toronto and a 9.5. Big total.
Big money. No, this is it, Carver. Going with the trend. Over in the Reds, over in the Toronto game, even though they put me on basically life support with Ajita, I think we get there again. Slap it off the green monster tonight. Slap it to left. That's all I want to see. Big money. No whammy.
I will tell you, just because I brought this up, and I probably missed this morning, or I went by his name because he just hasn't been good enough for us. If you want to add Vlad to the tater list, Joe, 7-for-17 with 2 homers off of Bello. So maybe you get Vlad. Didn't he hit one last night, Joe?
Yes.
Vlad had one last night.
A 3-run shot for Guerrero.
Maybe he could stay hot and get things cooking for us there. First round of the Subway Series in New York between the Yankees and the Mets tonight at Citi Field. Gerrit Cole and David Peterson are our pitchers for this one. Cole, remember, only threw 60 pitches last time out and went 4 innings, so be careful with him. Might not be in the game very long. Minus 145 for the Yankees, plus 120 for the Mets, and an 8.5.
Making a shot with the Mets and the under, Carver. Mets and the under. I'm not getting sucked into the Subway Series. Mets and the under.
I kind of like the Mets tonight, too, Joe. I'm not going to lie. I think it says Mets tonight with Peterson on the hill. Maybe with Judge Taters, though, against a lefty like him. The Braves and the Cardinals. You've had this one circled. This is like your 5-diamond ruby slipper total of the night. Ronaldo Lopez and Kyle Gibson. The pitchers here, minus 130 for Atlanta, +110 for the Cards, and an 8.5.
Up, 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 and away. And let's not forget the crypto play on Friday into the weekend with San Fran and St. Louis. I gave it to you. It went straight through. No credit, no street credit. I'm going over this game tonight. You didn't even say great pick. Yeah.
I was busy at the golf. I didn't have anything going on with the cryptos.
But when you hit with the golf, I got to throw bouquets.
Hey, you know, yeah, throw the bouquets. That's what everybody wants. Yeah. We'll do the rest of them when we come back. For El Coast to Coast, here on a Tuesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. Before we finish the baseball, it's over in the England-Slovenia game. 0-0 final, and Denmark and Serbia, it looks like, are very close to the same fate. So both of those, so after wild early games with Austria, Netherlands, France, and Poland, snoozers in the afternoon side with a pair of scoreless draws, it looks like, and that is now official. A pair of scoreless draws, so England will win the group with 5 points. I believe Denmark will get the second slot, although I will wait for them to officially do that. As Joe goes, Joe's all like he's got a ticket on Denmark to qualify into the knockout round. He's sitting on something there, getting ready for it. Let's finish the baseball, Joe. This is my gas can game of the night. Rockies are in Houston against the Astros. Austin Gomber and Hunter Brown, the pitching matchup. Minus 250 for the Astros, plus 200 for the Rockies. A flat eight, Joe, and I say that is too light for me. We will go up and away with that eight, and we're going to go that one. Will you want to alt it, Joe? 9.5, 10.5, 11.5, as high as you want to go.
Not touching it. If you like it and you're that giddy about the over, it's a no play for me. That's it. Mm. You got me once. You're not going to get me again. I hope you God bless and Godspeed. Isn't that what you say? You
better hope that don't hit tonight, because you'll hear about it the whole 2 hours if that they start scoring a ton of runs in that game.
Oh, yeah? You're going to stick your chest out?
Lot of peacocking if that's what you're going to be doing, not playing it just because I say that. The Dodgers are in Chicago again against the White Sox. It'll be Bobby Miller and Chris Flexen tonight with the Dodgers, Joe, at this point. We got to refine them. Minus 225 plus $1.80 for the White Sox and a flat nine.
Taking the Dodgers, but I'm going under because I have no confidence in the White Sox to score any runs. That is the problem. I mean, it was basically no score. The pitching was holding down for much of like the first six innings. They were scoreless. Then all of a sudden, L.A. broke through with two runs in the top of the seventh, and that was it. But I can't take the over nine. It's L.A. L.A. and
I can.
I can
take
really?
The over. I'll tell you why.
I might alter it lower.
Because last night,
all of a sudden, you got all these opinions
game
on the totals. You got
remember
all these
something.
Opinions.
Last night, under 3-0 game. Tonight, this is more of a pitcher that the Dodgers can hammer. They can cover this by themselves against Flexen. Dodgers will eat all night against this guy. Up and away. I don't even need the White Sox, Joe. If they want to contribute,
really?
That's great.
So
but I won't
so
even need him to contribute.
Tough guy. Come on.
I don't
now
need to alt it. The nine's
you
fine
got all
with
these
me.
Opinions.
The nine's
you got
fine.
All these opinions.
Last I don't need
night
to
on the
it.
Radio, you didn't like supposedly any over. Then the one over you did like cost me the parlay, but I'm not supposed to say that. But now you got all.
But
now
you would have played the game anyway. You would have played the game anyway. Whether
that's
I told you
point.
I liked it or not.
That's not the point. The listeners need to know that you came out and said, keyword, texted, I like all the overs. Love the over in Miami. All right, so I played it. Now you're saying
you
I would have played
I was
it
playing
anyway.
Taters. You knew I was playing Taters. It doesn't matter.
Said the over, not the Taters.
I like the over. It didn't hit.
And then
you
the reason
played
why
anyway.
I'm really mad at you. And again, the listeners should know, it's not even that you were wrong on the pick. It's the fact that you knew I needed the pick to complete a parlay, and I asked my partner to root it in, and you failed to root it in for me. You were actually rooting against me last night.
I wasn't rooting against you. I never root against you, Joe. I always want to see you win.
Makes for
always.
Good radio. You like when
unless
I'm upset.
Unless we're exactly on the opposite side, I always want to see you win.
The fact that you didn't
sure.
root that in hurt, let me tell you. hurt a little bit.
Let's try it again tonight. The Marlins and the Royals in Kansas City. Yonny Chirinos and Seth Lugo. Royals minus 190. Marlins plus $1.55. Another big fat 9.5 tonight.
Carver, I got to go because you're always a day early. So up, up, up and away. 10, 12, him, him. How high can you want to go? 14.5? I think we can get it up to that.
I think it's an under tonight. I don't know if you want to go to one. I think it's an under.
You know what? I might have to jump through the screen. You got me so upset.
We'll finish the rest of the games and do the taters for tonight when we come back. For El Coast to Coast, hour number 3 next. Sports Grid Radio right after this.